With me here today, at least virtually, are Kiera Usagawa, Tim Rice, and Yolotle X. So thanks so much for joining me today.
Hello.
Hi.
In the interest of full disclosure, my spouse and I are part of the neighborhood co-op, part of MERP. So tell us a little bit about how MERP got started and a little bit about the work of MERP.
A lot of people I've met through the years since Occupy Wall Street, really myself, Yolotle X here, got really involved with frontline mobilizations or direct actions against capitalism from Wall Street to organizing communities or building with communities that offered internships to learn solar passive living, grew food along the way. But what was a really big turning point was Shell No, when Shell Oil was trying to drill for oil in the Arctic back in 2015. Up in Seattle, comrades and community was calling for direct mobilization to confront the evil action on Shell's behalf to do so at the port of Seattle. And during that time, from Seattle to Portland, about five different actions in kayaks stopping big oil rigs, I came to the conclusion that we need to change food systems and make food access as part of the main arm of the people's climate justice movement.
Founding of MERP was in 2019 at an event at Levin Community, where there was about over 50 people there. So that was kind of the start of the organization. And since then, there's been various phases and kind of waves. And like the most recent one with the current core group of people started in the summer of 2022-ish, around that time.
Can you talk a little bit about the importance of food resilience for climate justice?
The intersecting issue of historical relations to First Nations people, food systems, and colonialization has been very much affecting our history presently, and we need to change the food system for health, land, and land back. Also, the examples of Cuba going back since the 90s, Cuba had this idea like if they can do urban farming, then they can support the farmers in the rural area as well. And that's one action to change the food system. And also Vandana Shiva speaks heavily about soil, not oil. Since the Sierra Maestra back in the Cuban Revolution, it was not just the rebels going out there and saying no to the Batista regime, but it was also farmers in unity. And unity was what created the farming and the rebel community in the Sierra Maestra. It helped them organize their autonomous zone in the mountains and have their own food system to mobilize with the soldiers.
Capitalism is obviously not working for us. And so there are like a number of solutions that people are trying to propose to, you know, overcome capitalism, because it's killing our planet, it's killing our people, and it's broken our relationships with ourselves, our other humans, and the land. So our goal is to achieve that through building community infrastructure, starting with food systems, eventually going into land back, to be able to have folks who are organizing with MERP be able to meet their needs of food and housing. So we create our own means to production. We don't have to rely on wage labor, on, you know, working for multinational corporations to be able to meet our needs. We meet our needs ourselves, and we bring our community in with that. And so this is in response to the climate crisis that is happening now. And this is, you know, a way that's like actually grassroots, and it's a way for the people to build power. And the only way we're going to do it, the only way we're going to defeat imperialism and monopoly capitalism is doing it together, mm-hmm. and is igniting the masses to work together.
Every co-op project is building toward solar passive living with rain barrel systems and automated systems, so we can like deviate our labor and put it where we can continue to make this project scalable to be manageable, and manageable to be scalable for people power. So we are potentially, in the last week and a half at different co-ops, we harvested about 100 or more produce in a very condensed, very small area.
So 100 pounds.
100 pesos in family and community. So we have that much going on. And then at the People's Purple House, where at the month of this, during this month, we're going to start getting installing the rain barrel system and another complex rain harvest system at the Going Home. And then also at the Rainbow Ranch in the Cully neighborhood, the last two projects we're in the Sabin, but we're going to start figuring out how to configure a construction that will sustain water irrigation from the sky onto the land. And then also we have here at the Steel Magnolia in the Linz neighborhood, we have a food and resource hub. The resource hub has bamboo, has a plant nursery with two hot towers, greenhouses. We could practically grow and germinate 6,000 plants. The potential of resources to sustain a people's climate strike can happen now. This is the climate strike that we should be building for the end of the century. This is going to be it's going to set the precedence for the next century coming in. So please join us and volunteer.
Can you talk a little bit about what it means for a household to join MERP?
Well, one, for sure, you get to know your neighbor as a gardener. And as a gardener, you get to share the resources and build community events to actually share more harvest. And then you get to also learn the opportunities to scale and make rain harvest systems with the Water Justice Fellowship we're working with right now. Pretty exciting stuff. You can meet a lot of great people. We need to change the food system to create power so we can organize working power for the people.
Right now we have 5 core, I'd say, garden projects. There's also kind of affiliated houses, which are people live at them and they maybe provide produce or provide place for us to plant stuff, but they're not fully integrated at this point. The 5 are the Steel Magnolia House, which is kind of the headquarters in the Linz neighborhood. 2 in Sabin neighborhood, which is around Alberta and 15th-ish, Going Home and People's Purple House. A Rainbow Ranch in the Cully neighborhood. And then we have a garden plot at Mount Tabor Gardens through the City of Portland Parks Department. And we grow and gather produce at these different gardens. And then the starts are planted at the Steel Magnolia primarily, then distributed to the other garden projects. And we've even we've had so many that we can't even fit them at all, the garden projects at this point. So, and we plan to grow more next season. So that's definitely a thing where people can be part of MERP without necessarily having to come to meetings or anything. Like if you have space, we'll have plants and we'll plant it there and we'll come and harvest it when it's done.
Instead of irrigation.
Store it and or process it at Steel Magnolia to turn into food products or just to give away to folks in need or folks who just want food that's not part of the industrial food system.
And to echo what Tim said in other regards, if you're a volunteer in the Southeast neighborhood, please come out to Linz neighborhood, Steel Magnolia, and you can take some harvest home as soon as you would like to come out Mondays and Tuesdays, maybe another day on the weekend. But it'd be lovely to have you and share this type of fellowship with the people for food autonomy and a climate strike.
So yeah, we have different volunteer days at different sites each day of the week. And Yolotli is the urban farm manager who visits these sites once a week. Potentially, the idea is obviously to grow to beyond 5 sites, at which point we need to divide the labor up a little more, get more people who are checking on garden plots in their particular neighborhood. That's something that we want to do, is kind of hyper-localize these structures. So the people in Southeast are kind of running their thing. The people in Northeast are kind of running their thing. And that's kind of our strongholds right now. But we definitely have people in North Portland and Southwest Portland who potentially could form their own gardening teams. So that's basically the idea, is kind of like diffuse the power and decision making among the local areas where people are working and living. A way to just be part of MERP is to come to one of these volunteer days at a site that's near where you live. You can look at our social media or other outlets to see what times exactly and where things are happening, but that's the best way to plug into MERP.
If you follow on Google Calendar or Google email, we will be happy to connect with you there. If you use Slack, Signal, we will happy to connect with you there and connect you to a point of contacts at each co-op project. So we can help you opt into a co-op project in your neighborhood or in proximity to make this a protracted organizing project.
The most well-rounded way to reach us is right now at our Linktree. We haven't had our website set up yet. So our Linktree is linktr.ee/merppdx. MERP PDX. And we have our Google Calendar, our email, all of our social medias, which right now is on Instagram and Facebook at merp.multnomah. And that's the best way to plug in. We're really active on Instagram as well. Every last Wednesday of the month, we have an online volunteer orientation, which is mandatory for all volunteers to learn about MERP, to learn about why MERP was created, what roles we fill here. So that's our next one is at the end of August, 7 to 8:30 p.m. on Zoom. And then we have our volunteers gathering on Friday, September 1st at the Social Justice Action Center on 12th and Southeast 12th and Oak, 6 to 9 p.m. Every second Saturday of the month, we have our second Saturday volunteer days, which are dispersed at various co-op projects. And we do harvesting, we do preserving, we do just general caretaking for the farms. And we also have a twice monthly study group called Global Alternatives, where we study revolutions around the world, especially those facilitated by farm workers, because that's what inspires us. And we're continuing to build our ideology around revolution as a revolutionary farm org. MERP is an all volunteer run organization. None of us have paid positions. Even Yololi and Tim, who, you know, dedicate 20 to 40 plus hours per week. A lot of us have full-time jobs or, you know, have to get by through capitalism in some other form. And so, yeah, if you're wanting to support our work, we have our Venmo and Cash App and PayPal all linked on our Linktree. That's linktree.com/MERPPDX. So that's linktr.ee/MERPPDX.
And last but not least, we don't have an urban farm truck, and we're hopeful to gain the community support to organize this work with a truck. Shout out to Kasama Farm for letting us use their van, and shout out to Come Through Market for the educational back stuff and try to make things scalable on a manageable scale with farming. And thank you to Mudbone Grown for the experience to get the crash course into urban farming back in 2018 while hosting vigils at the ICE building. Abolish ICE, people, climate justice.
Thank you so much. Thanks for making the time to speak with me today.
Come join our Apple Jam. It's going to be a real big jam here at Steel Magnolia.
It's in October.
Yeah, it's our last event of the year. It's a big jam.
This is Desiree Helgers with the Olmo Variety Hour, and I've been talking today with Kiera Usagawa, Yololi X, and Tim Rice with the Municipal Eco Resiliency Project.